This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, prime opportunity to get in and get on right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Had a few great questions last week. Had quite a few in the previous weeks as well. We'd love to hear from you this morning. For Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Joined this week by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Very good. It feels like summer is really, really here.
It is. It's one of those. We're getting to that point where we're like, okay. No, I'm kidding. I love this kind of stuff.
We love it.
Yes, we do. We've got an important conversation. I'll put this to you, Malia. It seems like we talk about this a couple of times a year, which is debt people carry heading into retirement. And it seems like we talk debt a lot in the months leading up to the holidays and the months where we're thinking about summer vacation. Are those areas where people tend to get in a little bit of trouble when it comes to debt?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. It's good timing. So yes. You're really thinking this morning, Sean. I love how you're putting that all together.
I've had my coffee. So as mentioned, we're going to talk this week about debt and what it means when it comes to financial planning, retirement planning. We'll get those details in just a moment. A couple of great things. Again, mentioned the phone lines are open. Also, Klaus Financial. They've got a great website. If you haven't checked it out recently, head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see that envelope and says Stay Current. There you can sign up and subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great recap of what's been going on in the markets the previous week. Also a link to the podcast for the show so you can listen back there. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. The office here in Madison, telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Speaking of the telephone number, a little bit later on the program, you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to REI from our friends at Klaus Financial with the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Little tip about that, listen closer to the show. Both the question and answer almost always come up during the program. Speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question Week, let's take a look back at last week's question. Get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation about some mistakes that people make as they consider retirement. And so the question of the week was, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, what percentage of Americans over the age of 65 are employed today? Was it 20% or 50%? So a shout out to our winner last week, Jim of Wanakee, correctly answered 20%. So listen carefully today for the question of the week.
We will do that coming up a little later in the program. But again, as Malia mentioned, listen carefully because we typically get the get a little opportunity to get a leg up on the competition. So I know obviously you guys help people a lot when it comes to retirement. But there's one issue that seems to come up is, of course, the question of debt and how much people carry on the balance sheet, right?
Yeah, we talk about it often, Sean, and you mentioned we tend to talk about it right before people plan to go spend a bunch of money. And typically is it summers or around the holidays. And we're not trying to rain on your parade. We're rather just trying to make you think about the future. Of course, we're retirement planners, so we help people plan for and think about the future. And I will just say, I think we know this, but we forget it occasionally. The tide of culture or the tide of capitalism isn't always thinking of your best long-term interest. Let me repeat that. The tide of culture or the tide of capitalism isn't always thinking of your best long-term future. So an example of this would be, you know, a bank may want to encourage you to take on debt, right? Because that's how they make money. But actually taking it on may or may not be in your best interest, depending upon what kind of debt, for how long, and what it's for. So for many people, debt continues to be something that follows them into retirement. And it can put an undue burden on retirees when they're trying to think about, you know, keeping up with regular living expenses and medical expenses while in retirement. This is why choosing to be debt-free is truly the best choice and will provide more options as you begin the next season of your life. So here's a few steps to remember as you work towards becoming debt-free. Set up a plan to reduce and eventually eliminate your debt. if you don't listen to us, then actually, I think on this radio station, Dave Ramsey, at least he used to be on here. Dave Ramsey is on. He is all about giving seven baby steps. There's something called Financial Peace University you can go through, but it's all about the kind of cash flow management, financial habits 101. If you are confused about the basics of what you should do, there truly is almost no better program than Financial Peace University through Ramsey Solutions. So there you go. There's a plug for another business. But some things to consider. You may first need to change your lifestyle and spending habits, which requires that you start by setting realistic goals today. Likely, you'll want to be aggressive in paying down your debt first, so then you can begin to save on a regular basis thereafter. And when in doubt, many behavioral financial experts suggest putting the two habits on autopilot, and we would echo this. So often people just kind of think of financial habits as something they want to, like an outpouring of your desires, and we go, your desires actually typically don't line up with your long-term objectives, so don't rely on the outpouring of your desires. Rely on the discipline and habitual nature of what you know will be best in the long run. So what do I mean by this? Set up an automatic 401k contribution. Set up an automatic payment to pay down your mortgage faster. Increase your principal reduction of your debt. So do this automatically instead of relying on memory or on your emotions. And then secondarily, you know, people will ask us, what do I do first? Do I pay down debt or do I save for retirement? And it depends a little bit on how much debt you have and what kind of debt it is. But in general, we would say pay down debt first or be more aggressive on debt. But there is one exception, which would be if your employer offers a 401k match. So say I put in 3%, they put in 3% for me. We would suggest that you do that at a minimum. And then every other dollar should go towards eliminating unsecured debt first. Now, again, we're not going to get deep into the weeds around exactly what you pay off and when and what a snowball is. But just remember that if you want to have a safe, secure, as stress-free as possible retirement, having no debt is one of the key components of that. In order to pay down debt, we generally don't recommend borrowing from retirement accounts. As a matter of fact, it seems to me almost like an oxymoron. It's like, oh, CJ said to become debt-free, so I took a loan to become debt-free. Right? It's like, wait, what? Now, there can be good reasons for this because maybe you have a credit card debt at 15, 20, 25%, and you hear that your 401k loan is a lower interest rate. But generally, this is not a good idea. And it's because when you take out a 401k loan, even though it may be a lower interest rate than your credit card debt, if you get laid off or leave that employer, you have 60 days to pay back all that money. Otherwise, it's deemed as a distribution for tax purposes and for penalty purposes if you're under the age of 59 and a half. Not to mention, if you take it out and you end up losing your job, that tax could push you up into a higher tax bracket. So long story short, don't generally use your 401k plan as a center for debt elimination. Instead, just reduce your spending and pay down the debt faster. And then finally, you know, kind of number three, at least on my list here, would be potentially plan to work longer if you're not going to be debt-free by the time you get to retirement. This isn't always the answer, but sometimes people say, I'm just 2-3 years away from retirement, but I'm just going to rush myself into retirement because I don't want to work anymore. We would say, listen, again, if you go into retirement with that mortgage payment or that auto loan payment, you are going to find that your cash flow and therefore your stress level is really kind of seized up in those early years of retirement. So there's some food for thought.
Really good tips, really good food for thought there. And I hope people are paying close attention that when a retirement planning professional tells you about the devastating effects of debt over, you know, considering paying down debt or saving more for retirement, coming from a retirement planning professional talking about the importance of paying down that debt, pretty significant message there. And of course, if you got a question this morning for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. All you do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That first appointment with Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. That's 608 442-5637 for Colossus Financial. We'll talk with Malia. We'll get some information on about Americans and how much debt folks are carrying in retirement. We'll get the details from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking this week about debt and debt in retirement. And let's get some of the statistics on this. How much debt do Americans in retirement generally carry these days?
Well, probably more than they should. And I think that's kind of the mantra of our show. And those people that hang with us, like even Sean here, he knows that when we talk about debt, you know, across all lines, people are like, okay, now we're going to feel guilty about our debts. We're not trying to do that to people. But really, when we talk about, you know, things that help you towards that successful retirement. Honestly, it has way more to do with our own behaviors and thoughts towards debt than the sways of the market. So that's why we keep on reinforcing this with those clients we work with and listeners, because at the end of the day, this is really a good predictor of how successful you can be in retirement. So we do look at household debt, which includes mortgages, student loans, and car loans, and of course, credit cards. And we look at those numbers, and 2021 Experian's consumer debt study said that there was a total consumer debt in the U.S. of over $15 trillion, and the average American carried a personal debt of $96,000. So then when we look at, you know, actually credit card debt versus auto loan debt, about 35% in each category. But what we found is retirement age seniors really also have a significant amount they carry in credit card debt, which makes us the most nervous, because we'll talk a little later about the interest rates and how that surges if you're carrying credit card debt. LendingTree, which is a national mortgage banker, they actually found on average in the United States, 19% of homeowners over the age of 65 still have a mortgage when they retire. And so with that number, that makes us nervous for clientele, because at the end of the day, that's a fixed payment and it's usually a large payment. And as you're retired, we would prefer you to have more options. So really, if we can look at not only getting rid of the credit card debt that fluctuates, but also some of those big ticket debt items like your mortgage, that will really allow you to have a much less stressful retirement. So our desire is for our listeners, our clients, to be as close to zero debt as possible. Sometimes it's not, but we like to move that direction. So some suggestions to help you, you know, stray away from having debt. And CJ already mentioned, stop adding to your debt balances as best as you can. And a good start to that would be removing your credit cards from your wallet, and just to reduce that temptation. You know, maybe you actually take some real cash out of the bank and use that when you go shopping. And I think for all of us, we find, well, if we put down plastic or debit, it doesn't feel as painful. But when you carry that cash, and I'm not saying carry big sums of cash, but when you carry that to the store, wow, especially during inflationary times, you feel it. But you also realize, you know what, if I'm holding it and it's gone, I think about it more than if I just give the plastic over. So just some good ideas there to kind of feel what you're spending. You really need to understand current interest rates, especially as we're dealing with rising interest rates across all sectors right now, and how they affect your debt. So we do want you to prioritize with paying off high interest credit card debt first. We suggest you use a debt reduction payoff calculator. You can go to creditkarma.com. You can go to calculator.net. There's also Dave Ramsey has a calculator as well to help you figure out how to extinguish your debt quicker. Again, as CJ mentioned, a snowball approach may be the right answer for you. And finally, pay your bills on time. believe it or not, those late payments, they, of course, charge fees, and then that's going to increase your debt balances. And it really just turns into this, again, snowball effect in the wrong direction that you can't get out of this heavy-duty, high-interest debt. So, again, at the end of the day, what we help people do is just prepare for the most successful retirement as possible. And I can honestly say that having too much debt is not going to get you there. So hopefully some of these ideas today will help you.
Really great words of wisdom this morning. Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And John joins us this morning. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, thanks. I had a real quick question. I want to ramble here. I too, listen to David Ramsey quite a bit, and I listen to you folks every chance I get. My question is I recently retired in March, and I'm doing very, very well. I have absolutely no debt, haven't had any for years.
Congrats.
And I'm just looking for a second opinion on credit cards. This is where I disagree with Mr. Ramsey. If I've worked hard all my life and accumulated wealth the right way, moved it around when I needed to move it around. What is the problem with using a credit card? If you pay it off every single balance and you get the few pennies back from the interest back types, Capital One, what's in your wallet, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Even if you've made it and you're successful, credit cards don't go near them. And I charge everything. I charge a pack of gum. And then
yeah.
when the bill comes in, it's paid for, and it seems like he wants to handicap people about ever using credit cards.
Well, so I'll speak to this. So first things first, average human being spends 24% more when they use a credit card than if they use cash. Okay, so let's pause on that fact. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. That's the reason that credit card companies push credit cards on people, because they know you'll spend more money. So the 2% cash back that you're getting compared to the 24% of additional spend is a joke, right? So the cash back component for most Americans is irrelevant. Second thing, average Americans carry a balance on their credit cards. So suddenly now you're paying 14 to 25% interest. Again, the 2% cash back is a joke. And then finally, even if you can't buy into all of that, what you need to understand is the vendor that's receiving your payment is actually paying a fee to receive your payment. And that fee is, surprise, surprise, right at about 2%. So literally, the vendor that is receiving your credit card payment is the one paying you the 2% cash back. It's not the credit card company. So the point of this is to say what Dave Ramsey doesn't like, and I kind of echo his sentiment when you really kind of get behind the iron curtain, so to speak. What's really going on here is that it almost feels like the mafia. Like, oh my gosh, like I have to use my credit card, and then they force the vendor to, you know, pay them a fee, and then they give that fee back to me. It's just like, oh my gosh. When you get behind the iron curtain, it feels a little bit icky. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what you just said is true. If you're one of those very few people that doesn't carry a balance and you're just so disciplined that you won't spend a penny more, I mean, yes, you are quote unquote beating the system, right?
Right.
But you would also be proliferating a system that is hurting others. So that's that's Dave Ramsey's mantra, and we would generally echo it.
John, really good question this morning. Thanks for the call, and that's good. I love hearing that kind of question. Those are very, very interesting stuff this week. As always, don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can, of course, listen back at klaasfinancial.com. You can link up to the podcast there, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Is all debt created equal? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion. Klaus Financial here, 1310 WIBA, talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com. Our telephone number is 608-442-5637. Just before the break there, talking a bit about different types of debt, things like credit cards. We've talked about mortgages as well. When you kind of look at those different types of debt, should we be seeing those in terms of interest rates for these debts, or how should we view these things?
Yeah, so we're going to do a quick rundown, and I wanted to echo before I even get into this. Thanks, John, for that question. That was a really, really good one. I think a lot of people think that and wonder about it, and so just want to encourage people, call in with those types of questions, because I think it reflects what a lot of consumers are thinking.
Can I say something too, CJ, real quick?
Yeah, please.
Really good answer, by the way. I'm going to tell you, as I was listening to you, you were right on about that. So, I think John's question I've heard before, and I haven't heard such a concise response since today. So really good stuff.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so what we're going to do is go through a few of the kind of common debts that people hold and how they stack up in terms of where you should focus your attention. So we're going to start with credit cards. According to WalletHub, as of June 2022, the average credit card interest rate is currently sitting at 18.79% for new offers and 14.56% for existing debt. Now, for really bad credit, it's the 24% is the average rate we see for kind of lower credit scores. So as you can imagine, this would be an area we suggest you focus some attention on. This is known as unsecured high-risk debt, and therefore don't carry a balance here, potentially don't use credit cards, and certainly pay them off rapidly. Next area would be home loans. Ideally, as we approach retirement, we would prefer that you have either little or no mortgage debt left. Now, again, people go, why? I've got a 2.25%, 15-year fixed rate mortgage. CJ, my investments are growing at 8. Why would you ever suggest such a thing? It has everything to do with cash flow and risk. If you want to know more, you can listen to Dave Ramsey's show or come talk to us. But it's not so simple as math. I think Dave Ramsey said it well. If math was all that we were boiling down to, nobody would have credit card debt. So clearly, it's not a math problem, it's a behavioral problem. So be careful using mathematics to solve a behavior problem. So in general, we would want you to have little to no debt. It just reduces your risks and increases your cash flow. As of June of 2022, the average home rate for a home loan in the United States was 6.6% for a 30-year loan and 5.43% for a 15-year fixed. Now, all you lenders out there are going, what? That's way too high. People should have lower. And that's true. But of course, there's people with lower credit scores or loans that they couldn't refinance. And so those average rates are still pretty high compared to where they were more recently. And then auto loans. As of June 2022, the national average for a U.S. auto loan interest rate is 7.6% on new car loans. And here's what's crazy. These loans are now extending out to a 72-month or even 84-month payoff cycle. This is 6 and 7 years to pay it off. And here's the problem, everybody. If you're financing a depreciating asset over that long of a period of time, it's very possible you are quote unquote underwater during the terms of paying off the loan. Meaning, if you ever had to sell the car in the middle, you would get less than what you owe. Think about that. So long story short, our suggestion would be, do not take long-term auto loans that give you lower payments. As a matter of fact, we would ideally want you to take the shortest auto loan you could get, or ideally buy it with cash. Right? So save the money ahead of time and then just buy your vehicle with cash.
What about student loans, CJ?
Yeah, so student loans, I know we're running short on time here. Interest rate on student loans range on the federal side anywhere from 3.7 to 5.28%. And then direct plus loans, which is more of a private setting, is 6.28%. And I know there's a lot of chatter right now around student loans. Well, it's in deferment. I don't have payments. There might be forgiveness. What's going to happen? Should I really pay these down? And I would say, it depends on the situation. I've worked with some doctors that as long as they work in an academic institution for 10 years or a nonprofit institution for 10 years, then it will actually be paid off for them. So there can be circumstances or scenarios under which we would tell you, you don't have to quote unquote eliminate that right away. But under most circumstances, we would say, yeah, that's a debt. you took out debt to go to school so that you could earn more and pay it off. So generally speaking, we would like you to try to attack that debt as well. But here's the takeaway. Baby boomers and everyone else listening, is that you should make retiring debt-free and even mortgage-free, because it's a debt, a big priority in your life. If you do that, you will find that you have much less stress in retirement. You'll be able to get through market volatility better, and your cash flow will be strong. So big encouragement. Do your best to be debt-free as you head into retirement.
Real good words to part with this week. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaas Financial, their website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you missed any part of today's program or any of the previous shows, you can listen back to the podcasts as well as subscribe right at klaasfinancial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. That first appointment with Klaas Financial, that first conversation, it is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Go on and hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to REI. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of homeowners over the age of 65 still carry a mortgage? Is it 5%? Or 19%. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to REI. Of course, that's Klaas Financial's office here in Madison as well. Again, their number 608-442-5637 and online, klaasfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
We have news next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.